And join us now, the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Sweet Springs Lady Greyhounds, Tim Smith. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Thank you. I appreciate all you guys do.
And got a couple members of your squad on the Dream Team this year and a pair of seniors for you. They also have something else in common besides being both seniors. They're also sisters.
Yeah, they're twin sisters and 6 foot tall, and they've had a very good career and topped it off with a very good year this year.
Well, I have to ask you, did they have some kind of that twin mojo going on?
Actually, we kind of joked about that. They seem to find each other pretty well on the court. I don't know about how much mojo, but they seem to be able to play enough basketball together the way they found each other and kind of knew where each other was going to be before it happened.
I know you've been coaching for quite a while. Is this the first set of twins you've coached?
It is the first set of twins, and if they play like that, I'd love to have some more set of twins. They were everything that we could imagine, and they helped us lead us to our first district title on the girls' side in school history, and won 19 games, got beaten to sectionals by Tipton, and gave them a pretty good ball game, and won the Leighton tournament. So they gave us a heck of a run this year.
All right, let's talk about them on an individual basis here. Let's start with Ashley.
Ashley was our post player this year. She really played well. I thought she was one of the better post players in the conference, and she saw a lot of double teams, triple teams, double downs, and she had some big games for us. And she didn't she didn't force the shot when she was struggling, getting doubled and triple teamed, and she's still able to put together, averaging about 13 points a game, and was one of our team leaders in rebounds with about 8 a game. And so she did very well for us on the offensive and defensive end for us. And her biggest game this year, I thought, came in that district championship against Harrisburg. She kind of took over the game in the third quarter and led us back from a 5-point deficit to give us a 3-point lead going the fourth quarter in a game that we ended up winning.
And let's talk about her leadership style. Was she kind of a vocal leader, or was she more of a lead-by-example girl?
She was vocal and lead by example. She did a little bit of both. If some other kids weren't playing up to par, she'd love to know about it, but in a positive way. And, she really came on at the end of the year, wanted the ball, wanted not the season to end, and she pretty much took us on her shoulders there late in the season and through districts and did a very good job of leading us.
And the other member from your squad on the Dream Team this year is Nicole, her sister, also a senior. Let's talk about her.
Nicole moved from, she's not your typical senior, she's a typical point guard. She had to move to point guard this year. We had lost our point guard from last year. She just tells you what kind of athlete she is. She's our leading scorer and one of our leading rebounders. And that's from playing a post position to learning the point guard spot, and she shot the ball really well for us and developed an outside game for us along with the inside game that she already had, and just made it tough for teams to match up with her because they didn't know whether to put a guard on her or a post on her. But she did a very good job of handling other teams' pressure
well too, and it says a lot about her character as a basketball player to be able to do that, to be able to take on that role and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to do what's best for the team, and if that makes me being a little bit out of my comfort zone, I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what she did, and she handled the ball really well for us, got everybody else involved, and yeah, when we needed somebody to step up and score, she did that as well. And she was one of our top rebounders. She was probably our best all around player, to play the outside, play the inside, and she fell just a few points short of 1,000 points. And so her and both Ashley were both all conference and both all district, and so we were very excited about what they both accomplished for us this year.
Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Sweet Springs Lady Greyhounds, Tim Smith, and talking about two members from his squad on the Dream Team this year, and Ashley and Nicole Bright, and a pair of seniors there for you, Coach. And it's going to be awful tough to try and fill those shoes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to take a while. Not too many 6-foot twins come along that are athletic and can play basketball like they can, especially at a small school. So we're going to rebound from losing them. It's going to be a couple big losses, and we're going to be pretty young next year, but we got some good talent coming up from junior high, so hopefully we can not necessarily replace them, but maybe we can here in a few years do some things different, maybe get us back to where we were this year.
Very well said. Again, Coach Tim Smith, the Sweet Springs Lady Greyhounds. Coach, again, thank you so much for your time and talking with us here this evening. Is there anything else you wanted to add or anything we didn't cover?
Just- just very excited. You know, the town got behind us. We won, like I said, our first district in the girls' side ever, and then since 1972 on the girls' or boys' side. So the town really got behind us, the alumni, and we did it, you know, with this group of seniors that we had, not just the brides, but we had a couple other seniors, too, that helped lead us, too. But definitely wouldn't be there without Ashley and Nicole, and, you know, something to take with them the rest of their life.
There you have it, Coach Tim Smith, the Sweet Springs Lady Greyhounds, here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.